Yeah, I'm really pleased. I think, you know, a lot of guys come back. We look really sharp and clinical, and I thought Bedford were really, really resilient side. You know, I thought that's as tough a defensive team we've had to play against, and, you know, caused a lot of problems around breakdown, which made things a bit scrappy. But I thought we understood how to sort of work out what we could do. I thought second half we brought a little bit more ball out the back, which got rid of their rush and kicked a little bit more over the edges, and highlighted the fact that they were putting so much energy into a line speed that they left spaces in behind. So overall, really pleased. I'm pleased to see Lammy play again. I'm pleased to see Millsy just take another game, and, you know, just keeps confirming how much sort of confidence we've got in him. And Andy Simmons comes on and really, really physical. So, yeah, just, you know, I know it's becoming a weekly sort of comment, but I'm just really pleased with where they are. And I think we're getting more accurate. I think we're getting more disciplined. And we're getting better understanding of what it is that we're driving towards, you know, to be successful over this season.
And one or two hadn't played any rugby at all for 3 or 4 weeks. Was there, did you think there might have been a danger? They might have been a bit rusty at the start?
I don't think so. I think we started, you know, real pace. I think we just overplayed a little bit and it invited them in. I thought their try, their tail end the first half, was just because we didn't exit properly and we had an opportunity to clear it down the touchline and we overplayed and left them in our half. And Jake Sharp's pretty lively at 10 and, you know, they were always going to get something out of it. So we learned from that and said, look, we've got to respect the field position. You've got to respect where we are and understand what it is we've got to play. And I thought second half we're better at that.
Ryan Lamb, as you say, first start of the season, he's straight back into it, really.
I don't think there's any doubt. You know, Lamb is great catalyst for things going on around him. And you put a lot of pressure on Lamb, it exposes other things and he tends to find them. So having Millsy outside him, that he can just drop ball off and do magic things with the ball. I thought the opening he put open, I think it was for either Ben Howard or Max Stelling, where he double pumped the ball, was just top class. So I'm pleased to see them all come back. I think they're taking a step up. I think we're playing at a level higher than where we were 3 weeks ago, which is exactly what we want, and keep driving things upwards.
Matt Gilbert again tonight, looked the part.
Yeah, he's the story of this club. Come here, have a chance, and take it. And you know, turns up in an A-League. Bath don't want him. Just says, look, I want someone that wants me to play. Come here. And he's playing the Championship and he's playing front level for us. So, you know, just great story and epitomises everything we want here.
You go to Plymouth next week. You've hinted that you might change 4 or 5 positions.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've got to make sure that we give people opportunities to respond. I think some people playing really well, but there's also some people that, you know, we've got to get. Mieres wants to play again, Groves wants to play again, Simmons wants to play again. They've been stalwarts for us, so I'm really looking forward to seeing what they've got to respond. And, you know, we'll pick the team over the week and see, but this competition is about batting backwards and forwards. We're not sort of picking a team for any specific game at the moment. We're picking a team to keep each other competing, and, you know, so we've got to make sure that we give other lads a chance to answer.
Are you surprised you've got the competitiveness in the squad this early in the season, really?
No, it's fundamental, and I think it was always what we wanted to do. And yeah, I'm pleased some guys, I think when you give people opportunities, they take them, and that's where competition comes from. If you never give them an opportunity, you never find out if there's any competition. And so I'm not surprised, and it's integral to everything that we want to do.